Well, Santa kept the grains on the nice list. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. Extraordinary genetics to help you maximize yield on every acre. I'm Dustin Huffman. Front month corn futures headed into the Christmas break, 3 cents higher. Soybeans ranking anywhere from 11 to 13 cents higher. We'll run down those numbers in just a moment. Of course, the markets are closed for the Christmas holiday, reopening Friday morning at 8:30. Looking at the market news, the soybean market found active buyers yesterday, posting double-digit holiday gains, while corn and wheat prices were higher as well, albeit in very low volume on a shortened trading day. Fresh fundamental news was slim on the holiday, with USDA offices closed and no impactful reports released. Outside markets saw equities firmer, riding a bullish wave following stronger-than-expected U.S. GDP growth reported on Tuesday. Energy markets were mixed, correcting slightly following a run-up in recent sessions on rising Black Sea tensions. Lastly, the U.S. dollar index was firm on Wednesday, primarily on higher interest rate ideas, as inflation concerns remain alive and well and may put future cuts by the Federal Reserve in doubt. With, of course, a new sense of market uncertainty stemming from the upcoming appointment of a new chairman of the Fed by President Trump. On livestock, we saw live cattle and lean hogs trade lower into Wednesday's midday close, as traders merely left markets to trade lower until the holiday festivities are over. Bids are on the table in the cash cattle market, but nothing developed following Tuesday's light trade. We'll take a look at the numbers next.
Every farmer has their reason for why they do what they do. For Beck's, it's faith, family, and farming. Since 1937, the Beck family and family of employees have been committed to honoring God and helping farmers succeed. Farming is full of extremes, and we face the challenges with hard work and steadfast determination, delivering quality line of products backed by legendary customer service. We look forward to standing by your side, supporting you as you live out the life you were meant to live. Beck's, when it comes to farming, we believe in something more. To learn more, visit beckshybrids.com.
At the close on Wednesday, March corn was up 3.5 at 451 even. December new crop up 2.75 at 467.75. January beans were up 11.75 at 1063.25. November new crop were also up 11 at 1084 even. Soybean meal went into the break $3.60 higher at 304.70. Soy oil up 73 cents at 49.03. Chicago wheat up 4.75 at 521.75. Kansas winter wheat up 6. That was at 534 even. Spring wheat in Kansas, that was running 1.5 higher at 568 even. Minneapolis spring wheat unchanged at 580.25. And oats were up 10.5. That was at 304 even. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.